From the land of the free and the home of the Chiefs, with two-man coverage of the red and gold, this is the Locked On Chiefs Podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Chiefs. I am one of your many co-hosts, Seth Kaiser with The Athletic, and here with me is Ryan Tracy, certified strength and conditioning, also 18 other letters after his name because he's much smarter than I am. Tracy, how's it going today?
Right, Esquire.
How's it going, man?
I feel better about myself right now, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Now, I didn't
thank you for that one.
Right. Now, I didn't say Locked On Chief in the North this time, so I feel like I'm already I feel like a pro today.
Dude, your progression this preseason is incredible.
Yeah, I've really made some giant strides. I'm almost ready. we'll see how it goes when the real bullets start flying.
Hey, you know, every co-host makes their biggest leap between their first and second years.
Oh, really? But it's in that third year where you start seeing those real veteran savvy. Anyway, man, football is kind of back. It's the best.
It is, and maybe we can fit a few more cliches into the show open next time. Also need to say, hey, we are brought to you by our newest sponsor, folks. Check out Nordic Track. We'll tell you more about that later in the show, but they got a great deal for you.
Training camp, videos of Mahomes throwing deep. Are you as excited as I am?
I tell you what, people are really excited, and even when I show them, they're still more excited than I am.
No, it's just, oh, it's so great. I mean, just think about the Chiefs play a game in like a week and a half.
I know, right?
I mean, it's a preseason game, but
it counts.
It does count. And then it's always fun what happens. We look forward to preseason, right? And we get so excited. And then by the time that first preseason game is half over, it's like, okay, I'm ready for the regular season to start.
Yeah, right. Why are we messing around anymore?
Yeah. Last year was different because of the Mahomes stuff. And so maybe this year will be a little different too, because we'll want to see more Mahomes still, just because we're all still like freaking out. But I don't know. But anyway, there's a lot more to see in that first preseason game, because I'm really curious about one thing, if you don't mind me taking the driver's seat there, co-host.
Where are we going, buddy?
We are going to the land of offensive line.
Oh.
And to the land where Cam Irving is getting his shot at left guard.
Don't say I didn't tell you.
Oh, my goodness.
You probably weren't even on that episode, but a year ago I said the best spot for him is at guard, because he can blend what he's good at and what he struggles with, and he's got the frame to do it, and his arms at guard are extra length. You know what I mean? He's got that advantage in there.
Well, he's got extra length arms everywhere. Irving moves really well. He's very athletic. He just doesn't have
LDT or Morse, but really close, right?
He gets thrown around more than almost any other lineman that I've ever seen.
Ringing thing.
Yeah, it's like it's weird because he's listed as a big dude, but it's like he plays lighter. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is kind of a dancing bear, like in the old school type of comment about how light he is on his feet.
Right. But no, I mean more like he's like light. Like guys have no problem bull rushing him.
Oh, right. Okay.
That's where I get concerned. So, I mean, I know. So you've seen this coming for a while. So what do you like? So you talked about his athleticism. Is that your big, what you'd be excited to see him do at left guard?
Yeah, that's the thing that I like probably the most, that the trap maneuvers, getting out on screens. I think he can do that not as well as LDT or even Morse, but I think he's probably right up there after those two. And I like them having that aspect to the offense. Sure. And maybe that's something they won't do as much this season just because of the nature of Pat Mahomes. But that's what I want to see. And I thought that was a way for him to avoid, you know, the classic edge pass rusher that is powerful enough to bowl him over or just run past him.
Right. He's obviously talented. I mean, I wanted the Chiefs to take him back when he came out. Now, to be fair, I wasn't nearly as deep into film review as I am now. Like, that wasn't quite my niche yet. And so I can't say that I studied him as much as I should have. But, I mean, I wanted the Chiefs to take him coming out. He's got a lot of talent. I did note that in the Broncos game last year, the one to close out the season, he did look improved from his time in Cleveland.
Well, I mean,
well, yeah, you can't get much worse.
Right. And, I mean, you know, just the way he spoke about it, being in a fresh situation with new coaches,
right?
Like, you could tell he was not getting himself to progress,
right? And you know, he it's interesting. My guy Nate Taylor over at The Athletic, who has been seriously, I'm sorry, just to pause for a second. Nate has been crushing it since training camp again. Like every day, there's been this review to go along with this super deep story that he's finding somehow time to like interview Derek Nottie's dad and like doing. I mean, he's putting out incredible stuff. I messaged him. I was like, dude, you're making me look bad. Every day you got to do this.
Knock it off.
But anyway, he actually did an in-depth piece on Cam Irving this offseason. He was very sweet. He asked me if that'd be okay because I'm the film guy, and I was like, "Yeah, dude, go nuts." I'm buried, and he actually tracked down. You know, he watched all the film and he made some videos clips, and he kind of talked about the fact that Irving did progress as the year went along, and you could see the raw material there. And obviously, here's the good thing about having Parker Iyengar and Brian Witzman on the roster, that it's that whole you must be this tall to ride the roller coaster. We've talked about this before. It's like beating out, say, if someone beats out D Ford, right? It's like if you're going to beat out Iyengar or Witzman, you can't be completely horrific. Now, neither of those guys are very good, in my opinion, but they're not like horrible. And so,
no, they're average starters, right? I mean, that's where we landed on Witzman after the season.
Yeah,
right?
I viewed him as pretty average with some inconsistencies. I like Iyengar better, just because I think he's a little more technically proficient. But you know, Witzman's more athletic.
I agree.
And so that'll be a really interesting one to watch. Now that it was really funny, I had a couple people telling me, you know, when Irving took like the center snaps like the first day, that some people tell me, oh, mm-hmm. You think he's going to overtake Morris? I was like, no. That's just not a thing that's happening, it's just, if they can just have average play at left guard, man, that would just be.
Well, I totally agree with you. And this is the bottom line. If the starting five this year are better than the starting five last year, I don't care who they are.
Yep.
It doesn't matter. It's a step up. And I think it is kind of, like you said, a high watermark that we're not talking about Witzman because we're not seeing him get a chance there. And so whether it's Iyengar or Irving does become a starter over there, whoever's better, that's fine. Because the only thing I would say is if you're going to start Irving at left guard and he were to get injured, then you have a replacement. Likely, in my opinion, it would be Iyengar, and I think you agree there. Yeah. But you don't have that backup center inside guy.
Right. And that's an issue. You know, we've gotten very used to the whole Zach Fulton security blanket behind Mitch Morse. And that's, like you said, that's a concern. You know, we'll have to see the direction it goes. I'm curious. You know, Reed does rotate guys around on the line early on in camp. We've seen that before. What he does during the first couple preseason games is going to be really telling. That's like one of the most useful things about preseason is seeing who starts games because that matters.
It's not even for me who starts, who blocks for Pat Mahomes.
Right.
That's what's going
to. Yeah. Who blocks for Pat Mahomes, which I'm assuming are starters. Unless I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe Litton's having a stronger camp than I'd heard.
No, I'm just saying, like, I mean, Pat's not going to play the bulk of the snaps until game three, right? This first game, he'll get a few, but we're going to see more Henny.
Hope we see Mahomes quite a bit in the preseason. I know you're taking a slight risk there, but I want as many reps as possible for him because it is about to be go time. But anyway, that'll be just something to keep an eye on as we move forward. It'll be interesting. And I just tweeted, actually, if Cam Irving starts at left guard this year and is an even average player, I'm not sure I'll ever question Brett Veach again because I hated that move. I hated it so much. And so,
Did you?
Oh yeah. He was just so bad in Cleveland, man. He was terrible.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, you know, my questioning of Brett Veach is at stake in all this. And so I think, you know, with my, you know, my professional development here, I think we've got some bills to pay. And so we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to talk about the other side of the ball a little bit because Ryan has thoughts And I don't want, you know, I don't want you to get hurt, man. You got to express those thoughts. And so we'll do that. We'll do that right after this.
These days, it's harder and harder to find time to actually get to the gym. And that's why having something that you can work out on at home at your discretion is probably the best thing for all of us. And that's why we want to talk about NordicTrack today. They have a series of training equipment that gives you amazing workouts in the convenience of your home. They have treadmills and exercise bikes and incline trainers, even some strength training. I like the ellipticals best myself, but it's personal choice. All of them are there to benefit you. And NordicTrack has this cool online workout feature. You can join high-energy streamed workouts any time of the day if you want. You can join those workouts in studios or in strange destinations around the world. Start your day off with a run in the streets of Paris or end cross training on the shores of Thailand. Workouts are led by the world's top personal trainers to ensure you meet your fitness goals. We have a special offer for our listeners. You get $75 off your NordicTrack purchase by visiting NordicTrack.com/LockedOn and using the offer code LockedOn. Again, that's NordicTrack.com/LockedOn and use the code LockedOn during your checkout and you'll save $75. So if I take your meaning that you don't like the sparks coming out of my head because I have thoughts.
Yeah, that would be terrible. Okay. You know, you smell wood burning or something. I mean, that's just not, that's not what you want.
Every day I do. So here's my only concern at this point right now. I mean, there are things that I think are problematic, but I'm not concerned about them yet. The only thing that I've worried about, and you just did a write-up on this guy a little while ago, and he's a guy that that I've told everyone since he came here, he is going to be the future of the middle of this defense. And Reggie Ragland is still out. And it's got me finally, officially worried for this defense.
Right. It's, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. You know, they said he had a little swelling on the plane. And now they haven't, you know, they've been sitting him. And you know he's the kind of guy that wants to be out there. And so I haven't really heard how much work he's doing or what.
As far as I know, he's with the trainers, if at all.
And that's.
And I haven't seen anyone say that he's even run yet.
And that's.
And that. Sorry, I keep step on you. I'm just worried because sitting on a plane, your joints will swell, especially if you've had one repaired. I've been there. I've done that. I've seen people go through it. It doesn't keep you out 5 days straight in the beginning of what's going to be your biggest year as a professional.
And that's – no, that's definitely a concern because Ragland is a piece of the defense that I was really counting on. And so, I mean, we'll see. One thing I will say, I like Oligwe. I think he can – he's really athletic. And I think he can do some things, but he's not Ragland. And it'll also force, I think, Anthony Hitchens' role to change on the defense a little bit.
It could, although I will say this. I heard from a little birdie who's like 7 foot tall that is at practice every day that Leakway's put on some weight.
Really?
Yeah, I found that interesting.
That would be interesting. You know, and I mean, if he's able to be a little more of a thumper. Now, again, you want him to be fast. You want him to be able to fly all over the field. But Ragland is definitely, I mean, he's established himself as a leader during the offseason. Now, to be fair, with Barry healthy, I don't really worry about leadership on the defense. And with Houston apparently feeling great and like in great spirits, I'm not that worried about leadership on the defense, honestly. You know, they've got plenty of guys that I think are willing to do what they need to do. But it is, I mean, when you've got question marks at multiple spots in the defense, the inside linebacker, that was one of the things we were hanging our hats on, is that the inside linebacker position this year should be as good as it's been in years. Despite not having a freak like DJ, having both Ragland and Hitchens was supposed to be a strength of the defense.
Right. Like, check that off the list. We got that problem fixed.
Right. And so... And so, yeah, I'm officially a little worried as well. The lack of information is what I find most concerning. They said a few things the first day, and then it's just like nothing.
Oh, Reggie who?
Yeah, and I'm not concerned at all about Kareem Hunt. Personally, I'm curious about that whole thing, to be perfectly honest, because like, is a hamstring a little bit. I'm kind of wondering if a guy who had a few off-field things happen this offseason isn't getting the business a little bit.
You know, and I said the same thing in last week's RGR video. And folks, that's exactly what I was referring to. And evidently now is when we'll talk about that. I agree with you. Keep him out of the spotlight a little bit. And in all honesty, I don't think with Kareem Hunt, you lose anything by not giving him reps.
Right.
I don't think he's a guy that needs them every day. And every rep that you save him from getting pounded, even though that's, you know, shells or whatever, I think that's better for him in the long run for the season.
I think so too. And I don't think it hurts him if they are maybe saying, hey, bud, let's think about the company we keep. And because, mm-hmm. I mean, he did have a few incidents. And if they are doing that, I think it's good for him to see, huh, look at life go on without me, you know?
Right.
And I, you know, we'll see. Because, you know, now that they're in contact, Spencer Ware is sitting. And so it's obvious, you know, they've got some they need to get healthy. Which is funny because they got 9,000 running backs. But this is why you have 9,000 running backs, because you're always going to have guys that are nicked up a little bit.
Well, and to take that even a step further, a lot of folks are projecting 3 on this final roster, and I think that's crazy. I think because of the nature of this position and what they want to do with it, they're keeping 4 running backs this season.
I think that would make a lot of sense, especially because most running backs are guys who can do special teams mm-hmm. as well. And so I personally think you're going to have – I think you're going to have Hunt – where Damian Williams, and I think Sharkandrick West and Daryl Williams is going to be a heck of a fight for that fourth spot.
Yeah, I've given it to Daryl, and I know we haven't heard much about him, but I expect as this camp goes on, you folks get used to hearing Daryl Williams' name. Because in my personal opinion, I think Sharkandrick and Damian are really the two that are going to be battling because their roles are more similar. Whereas Daryl, right. I think, is more of a downhill runner, more like Ware and Hunt.
Sure. Just a different role. And that's definitely a good point. That's the thing for West this season is Damian Williams does a lot of the same things he does. And in my opinion, I think Damian is a much more versatile and talented route runner. Mm. I think he's a better receiving back. I don't know about blocker. But I think he's a better receiving back, which I think, based on the contract they gave him, I don't think that's a we're just testing you out contract. But, cool. I mean, I drag this talking about the offense again. I'm sorry about that. I've got offense on the brain. I'm so excited to watch them and actually be there and observe stuff. So,
and when are you getting there?
I will be watching on the 1st and the 2nd. Those are the 2 dates. And so obviously I'll talk about what I see there. I'm going to write a couple of articles on The Athletic and we'll kind of just talk about things. Now, to be fair, I don't, and maybe you can correct me if you think I'm crazy about this. I'm not going to be sitting there counting completions and incompletions by Patrick Mahomes. I'm not going to be sitting there raving when some no-name rookie catches 3 passes in a row. I'm just not. That's not what I'm there for. I want to kind of sift through the usual training camp static mm-hmm. and look for a few things, you know, how do K-Pass and Speaks look, you know, mm-hmm. how does Jones look? Where are they lining up Fuller? Where are they lining up Dorian O'Daniel? Where are they lining up? You know what I mean? Those are the things I want to look for because if there you can glean some information. Everything else is just, we're talking about practice as
it. Yeah. Hey. Say. Well, yeah, let's drop NBA references. But I totally agree with you because I plan on the same thing. And I'm going to be there about 10 days after you are. And I'm going to be watching. And, you know, and I just talked to Matt Derrick about this yesterday. And here's the thing. I've gone on and on and on all offseason long about Dan Sorensen and his salary, what he can and cannot do. And they're letting him be the starting safety right now. I'm not necessarily convinced that's going to remain that way. So what I'll be watching as I'm there right at the tail end of camp is – who's making progress? Maybe they're not ready. Maybe Dan starts at the free safety, which is just going to drive me insane for the first part of the season. But who's there making progress that I think can overtake him playing deep eventually?
Right.
Because, I mean, I like Dan in the box. I think he can play in the box as a box safety, not as a linebacker. You know what I mean? That distinction for me is very important for his play.
Sure.
But I don't like him at the back of the defense.
I'm right there with you. I'm amazed that that's the direction they seem like they're going right now. And so they really do need someone to step up. And so hopefully, whether it's, you know, Golden as a veteran or just someone, they need someone to step up.
Is your gut that Eric Murray can make this full transformation to an actual full-time safety? Because I think if he does, he'd have to play in the back. Or do you think he's destined to be that third guy backup for most of his career?
You know, Murray has the athletic talent. And, you know, there are some things to really like about his film if you review it. But I just – last year, he just really struggled in some circumstances. Now, again, I think he was thrust into a role bigger than what he thought he'd be playing, and he did have some good games too. And so, yeah, I completely forgot about him. Eric Murray is a guy who I think could potentially be the guy, especially on the back end there. The problem was, and I remember talking about this, I saw too many blown coverages by him deep.
Gotcha.
And so they've got to have that now. And I could be wrong because I don't have the playbook in front of me. So maybe it wasn't him. But I got to tell you, in a lot of them, it sure did look like it.
Yeah. And that's the thing. That's honestly, in my opinion, that's the thing that this defense is missing, is somebody that is rock solid at the back, can cover sideline to sideline, and is a true deep free safety so they can free up and get exotic with everybody else.
Right. Right.
Well, let's take a quick second. We'll come back. We'll talk about free agents then and now and what we should be looking for. Oh, Trey Boston signed a one-year contract. I'm just saying.
I don't even want to. No, I'm not thrilled about that. I mean, Jonathan Hankins is sitting there unsigned. Bashaud Breeland. I mean, it just makes too much sense to me, Ryan, to just sign these guys to a one-year prove-it deal and say, hey, you know what? Why not us this year?
Yeah.
Why not us? I mean, we've got – this is their chance. You know, never mind – okay, so Mahomes is a second-year player. But this is your chance. Like, they're going to change the offense probably, I'm guessing, this year more than they will next year.
I agree.
Because you're going to have the same quarterback. And so this is your chance to just hit the league with something that's never seen before and just get crazy and say, you know what? We need as much talent on the defense as possible. I don't know. Although I did see a picture of Xavier Williams. That dude is huge.
Yeah. And I think he's one of the guys that we haven't talked about enough. And honestly, nobody in KC media is talking about enough. I think he's going to make a pretty good impact, not only in the base, but I think he's going to be a nice rotational player. I look at his film, and I think he's a little bit more explosive than Alan Bailey is.
I think he may be as well. He's definitely very stout against double teams, and that's going to be a very, very welcome thing. And so, I mean, we'll see what happens. But, I mean, that it just seems to make so much sense to add, like, a Jonathan Hankins. You know what I mean? Like, it seems like, okay, so had they signed Hankins and then Trey Boston and then Bashaud Breeland? Huh!
Look out.
It looks like we've – yeah, it's just like, oh, it seems so – and I know it – you know, that's Madden. It never works that easy in real life. But boy, I sure would like to see them try.
There's this little thing in Madden. You can turn off the salary cap. That's the only way it works.
But I mean, Trey Boston signed for nickels, man. And Hankins is still unsigned. That guy would probably play for a box of donuts right now.
Well, and I keep hearing people say, well, Breeland might come back. Folks, I got to tell you, unless they change their offer, if they still want him for 1 year, I think somebody's going to give him more. I don't think he's going to be back.
Right. He was in a very unusual situation. He was treated like a regular free agent, not a late August free or a late July free agent.
Camp guy looking for a job.
Which is fine. I mean, he put together some good film last year.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think he's elite? No, but I think he's a solid press corner, and there is a market for that.
For sure. I think he got somebody to commit to an $8 million average, and I think he's not going to walk away for less than that. And between you and me, I agree. He's a solid player, good player even. $8 million? I don't think so.
Right. And yeah, I find myself back and forth on that number, to be perfectly honest. Sometimes I'm like, yeah, I could see it. Because if, again, he put together a pretty good year in a system that schematically really didn't play to his strengths. And so it makes you wonder, you know, if he plays in mostly a press man system, like KC is talking about doing, he might put together a really good year. And then all of a sudden, $8 million a year is a bargain. And so I find myself back and forth because that's a lot of ifs and maybes and all that fun stuff.
For sure. Yeah. I don't think we're going to have to worry about it.
Yeah,
well,
no worrying.
Yeah, right. We'll see if it happens. And folks, if it does, you can tell me I was wrong. I'm very happy to admit it. So
I love it when I get to tell you that you're wrong.
I know. Stop enjoying it so much. So what are we expecting from you this week at The Athletic?
I'm going to right now I've got a piece on the what I'd like to see Andy Reid do with the offense, which you and me are going to have to talk about sometime. Because I would love to see them go all in and embrace the passing league and start throwing the ball 70% of the time, 80% of the time, just go nuts. I'd love to
see it. And duck, huh?
Just okay. chuck it and duck, man. I really would. And I've talked about a little bit of the statistics behind that, because the reality is it is more efficient to throw the ball than to run the ball. And it's not even close. And I just want to talk about, you know, some of the what I think are myths. You know, well, if you throw the ball more, you're going to throw a ton of picks. Will you though? Like, does history bear that out? And I don't think it does. So, you know, stuff like that. And then I'm obviously going to write a report on the 2 days that I attend training camp. I'll probably write a report after each day, so they'll be published later on in the day on the 1st and on the 2nd.
Cool. I look forward to catching up with you. And, folks, we'll make that happen at some point. Might be a little bit different than our normal slot this week, but we will figure it out.
Yeah, well, I like figuring it out.
Right. Are you taking the family or just you?
It's just me. My son's starting football, and so he couldn't make the trip. My dad might come with me. He keeps going back and forth on it, so that'd be a hoot.
Well, safe travels either way, and I'm sorry I'll miss you this year, but you know, maybe later during the season.
You know what, we're still friends.
Okay, good. And folks, we like you too. Enjoy the rest of your day and look for Seth's stuff from camp. It'll be hitting soon. This will be out on Monday night, Tuesday, so we will say thank you for that, and folks, we will talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Locked On Chiefs podcast. While you're out there, give us a rating or review and reach out to us on Twitter @RyanTreseyNFL and @ChrisClarkNFL. We'll talk to you next time.